is me. I have to deliver something to a civilian Spec 6 in R. Carmi magnetometry.
I'm sorry, but buildings 40 through 44 are restricted to blue and above only. Your green badge does not give you access.
I know, but my superior had an urgent request for this analysis. Could I just go put it on the desk? I have this note from Miss Lawson.
I don't know. Lawson? Lawson sent you over?
Yes.
All right, just go drop it on the desk.
Thank you so much.
Hello. You're Ronnie Sobeck.
I'm sorry. I was looking for the desk of Tech Specialist Carmi. I must have the wrong office.
You have the right office. It's just that Tech Specialist Carmi isn't here right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll just take this back downstairs.
Let me see it, please.
I'm sorry. It's eyes only, Major. A black badge? Who are you?
My name is Standish, Section 3. And I've been waiting for you. Give me the package. Nice bit of analysis.
Thank you, sir.
But hardly urgent.
No, sir.
But an excellent excuse to come and check Tech Carmi's office, since your own investigation tells you Tech Carmi is the lead tech on a very secret project, which, of course, she is not.
This is a trap.
This is a trap, sir.
Sir, fire me if you like, but you need to know, I think that artifact is a decay timer. It's a countdown, sir, and it's running right now.
Oh, well, there is no artifact, Miss Sobeck.
But I assume I am fired. Or do you want me to resign?
I'm afraid espionage is not a firing offense. It's treason, Miss Sobeck.
Treason?
Yes, do you know the penalty for wartime treason is permanent induced coma, Miss Sobeck? Yes, well, I see you now grasp the gravity of the situation.
But I haven't done anything.
I imagine it would be hard on your parents, Ronnie, watching you get the injection.
Oh, my God.
You know, they broadcast the injections. Not all of them, but treason, always. You didn't think about that when Herzog approached you, did you?
No.
You didn't think what your father would say to the neighbors the next morning when everyone was replaying the clip?
Stop it! Just stop it! Oh,
you are not in a position to give orders, Miss Sobeck.
Okay, maybe I was stupid. I was stupid. But I never meant to be a traitor, and you know it! You know it!
Luckily for you, the Admiral and I are willing to believe you are as stupid as you claim.
Thank you, sir.
Now, if it makes you feel any better, you are hardly the first young person naive enough to get drawn into Herzog's paranoid delusions.
Delusions? He's crazy?
Quite crazy. He has avoided mandated therapy in the past.
Eccentric, maybe. But crazy?
A few days ago, thankfully, he finally received the treatment he should have gotten a long time ago. Would you like to see his Navy dossier, Analyst Sobeck?
No, sir.
Nobody wants to hang pretty young girls, Analyst Sobeck. Consider yourself warned and reprimanded and get the hell out of this part of the base, all right? You don't have clearance to be here.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, and two pieces of advice before you go, Miss Sobeck.
Yes, sir?
The first is, stop trying so hard to be smart. Maybe it worked great back in Kentucky, but out here in the real world, it just makes you look dumb.
Yes, sir. And the second thing, sir?
Get a haircut and some decent clothes.
Thank you, sir.